This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just that I believe that rival atmosphere. I believe last year we supposed to have them, but things just didn't go our way. You know, the football guys wasn't on our side, but it's a whole nother year. It's a new year. I'm looking forward to the game.
That is the voice of the key person, the central figure, the main character to this latest chapter of Steelers and Ravens. Good afternoon, everybody. I like to think that the Fridays before Steelers-Ravens games in Pittsburgh are as good as it gets. I think the biggest sporting event played in Pittsburgh in a calendar year every year is Steelers and Ravens here. Backyard brawl's cute. That's fun. That's a nice rivalry. I can't really think of a hockey game anymore that would get the juices
Pitt,
going.
Penn State, if they were actually playing?
Yeah, but they're not.
No hockey game would get the juices going unless it was for a generational number one pick.
Steelers and Bengals are cool now that Joe Burrow's there and they're a relevant team again.
Not as big of a deal.
Cowboys come in. That's an event because of the traveling circus that is Dallas.
Chiefs,
Christmas Day. We'll see if Christmas Day adds or subtracts from the magnitude of that. But this you could set your watch by and circle your calendar every year. It's great. And it's typically great because these teams beat the snot out of each other, even in an NFL, where they've tried to change the rules to keep a lot of that from happening. This has the potential to be a very unique and one-of-a-kind Steelers-Ravens game, and we've talked about it all week. There is the chance for fireworks in this game, not just the fireworks they set off that tell people, hey, quit your tailgating and get inside the stadium. Although now there's all kinds of tailgating controversy, Malzie. Did you hear about that one?
What is the tailgating controversy? Tell me.
The lots around the stadium are banning big tailgates.
Why?
And have taken tailgate passes away.
Why are they banning them?
Well, there's all kinds of different reasons that have been floated out
there. Why don't you throw a couple out?
The juiciest one is that the owner of the lots was so pissed off about the Antonio Brown voter registration event that happened there. That he just said the heck with it and we're not going to let this happen anymore.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That would be like cutting off your nose to spite your face, wouldn't it?
Well, I think you can still get individual passes, but these like big kind of party-like ones are done.
Well, but the people love the big party ones, don't they?
Yes, but as you've seen with the way that the North Shore has evolved, there's fewer and fewer spaces for stuff like that. They've built parking garages and things there. Like we don't
squeezing
really
out the tailgaters.
We don't have as much of like the Buffalo or Kansas City atmosphere outside our stadium, which I think is part of the charm of going to an NFL game. But we're going down the rabbit hole here. This has the potential to be a very high scoring game. And that's what the odds makers think. The total's 48.5, which is high for Steelers Ravens. The question here to start is, are you picking the Steelers? And I want our listeners to chime in on this at 412-928-9370. And the reason why I am imbued with confidence today to pick them to win this game and keep their run of dominance against Baltimore going and get to 8 of the last 9 and drop Lamar Jackson's record to 1-4 all time against them is that, unlike previous Steelers teams, they can win both ways. They can keep their sorcery over Lamar Jackson going and win that way, where they continue to bottle him up. Whether they're bottling him or he just gets in his own head, which I also think is part of this, and the nerves get to him and he has a bad game, you can win that way, where unlike 99% of the NFL, you just assume when you see Lamar Jackson, he's going to have a field day. That doesn't happen against us. That's one way to beat them. And let's say it ends. You've been predicting that all week. You think Lamar Jackson is finally going to have his breakout, breakthrough game against the Steelers. Even if that happens, we can win the game in the 30s. We can absolutely do that with Russell Wilson. We just watched Joe Burrow throw it 39 times and have almost 400 yards and 5 touchdowns against their secondary. With the way Russ has played since he's come into the lineup, I mean, for God's sakes, Chris, they're averaging 30 points per game with Russ. So there's not just like an inside straight draw. There's not just one way and only one way for the Steelers to win this matchup. They could do high. They could do low. They could do in between.
I'm not picking them to win. I'm picking the Ravens to win a pretty close and very entertaining game because of what I have been saying all week. It is past due for Lamar Jackson to finally get one over on them. This is the best he's ever looked as a passer. He's got Zay Flowers entrenched as his number one receiver. It's the best receiver I would say he's had in his career. They added a Hall of Fame running back in the offseason. Like, the Steelers can win all those ways you described. They can win with their defense. They can win by scoring points. But this is a different animal offensively. And you brought up the Bengals and the fact that the Bengals probably should have won the game, and Burrow went for 400-plus and threw all those touchdowns. And Chase has, you know, in two games, just obscene numbers this year against Baltimore. So, you know, what could Pickens do if he really gets going? And yet there's something that multiple Steelers insiders have brought up to us as something they feel is a distinct possibility that I think might go hard against them. And that's that Mike Tomlin apparently wants to be a running team, and so he's not going to go in there and do what the Bengals did, which was basically abandon the run as a strategy from the start and let Russell Wilson chuck it all over the yard. They're going to try to run. They're going to try to out-tough the league's best rush defense at the expense of not trying to exploit the league's worst pass defense. And I think that's going to give them enough three and outs early that they probably...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Get behind the eight ball, because I think Jackson's going to play well, and I think they're going to be playing catch up most of the game, and it's not going
to
work out.
Something's happened to you, because you are making the argument that I would typically make here. You, in a year where Mike Tomlin has pushed all the right buttons, you are predicting, based on what reporters say, that he is going to push the wrong button, and that's going to be a big reason why the Steelers lose, because he's got the wrong game philosophy. Now, I would expect from me, someone that's crushed Tomlin for most of my broadcasting career, in a season where he's having his best year yet, to say that. I am surprised that you are not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he has usually lately made the right calls in these games against the Ravens. he's having a tremendous year where everything he touches is pretty much turned to gold, and you are basing a prediction in part on the fact that you believe he's going to F this game up.
Some of the people we've talked to, I'm basing it on their opinion that
sure,
they think
but you don't
he's
have
going
to agree
to
with him. I
run.
Mean, this is a very strong anti-Tomlin take to begin the show from you.
Okay. I'm full of surprises, Pony. I just think that he, like Harbaugh does a worse job of it. Harbaugh gets more sucked into making sure everyone knows he's smarter than Mike.
Because if the reporters are right and you're right, then we will have ample reason to come in here and say he's the reason why the Steelers lost the game if they do what you're describing.
If I'm right, I'm going to expect that you'll recommend he be sent to The Hague in the Netherlands to face trial.
I didn't know The Hague was in the Netherlands. I only know Matt Hague, the hit collector, who's now the
Pirates hitting coach. Yes. I think Harbaugh is way more guilty of this than Mike because it irks him that Mike is, I think, nationally seen as the better coach. Locally, ironically, here, Harbaugh is seen as the better coach.
I don't think
of the
any
two.
More, but it definitely has been true in the past. You've really taken your law of averages rule to the extreme. Your law of averages rule here is Lamar Jackson is due for a great game against the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin is due to screw a game up.
I just think
against the Ravens.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I also just am very not put off isn't the right word. People are allowed to think whatever they want to think about Lamar Jackson and what he's going to do against the Steelers. I am made very wary by how confident a lot of people seem to be that because he's always been stopped by them in terms of his individual numbers, that's going to continue. He has played one game against them since 2021. And he lost it last year because, as he put it, the football gods were against him. Those football gods basically covered the ball in Crisco when he was throwing it to his receivers.
He also made a critical mistake in that game.
Well, hold on. Yes, he did. But again, I would point out that as bad as the critical mistake was, they're not in position for it to be a critical mistake if his receivers do their job. They're up two touchdowns. I think almost everybody that watched that game agrees with that. But that's neither here nor there. The football gods didn't make it happen for him.
Okay, so That is a fact.
But I want to get back to something before you go to what you want to say here.
Go ahead.
Mike Tomlin is still guilty of what John Harbaugh is even more guilty of, and I think that's trying to look like the smarter guy. They don't like each other. They like getting one over on the other. What better way for Mike to prove that he's actually the smartest guy in the room? Oh, no one says you can run on the Ravens, but you actually can throw on them? Guess what I'm going to do? Run on them. And then I'll look even more like a genius because I zigged when everyone else zagged.
Well, he's going to look more like a jackass, especially if his second running back, who's been sharing the carries, isn't healthy for this game. So it's not even at full strength, and you're going to build a game plan around running the ball just because you want that to be your team's mentality and identity.
I think there's a chance that happens, yes.
Okay, but the thing I gave them credit for early in the season is not so much that they wanted to be a team that ran the ball and played defense. But that was the best way with Fields to beat Atlanta on the road and beat Denver on the road in the first two games. Play conservative, just trust your defense to win the game. That's all you need. The defense can play a great game against Lamar Jackson because I've seen it before. But I would want to go into this game being aggressive, throwing the ball on the worst pass defense, get a lead, and force, not that they're a bad, I mean, their stats say the Ravens are actually a better passing team than they are running team. But I would want to remove the element of Derrick Henry having monster runs and 6 yards a carry and all the stuff he's done this year. And I think the best way to do that is to keep scoring and throwing the ball on them. That's Cincinnati, basically. Did they play great defense on Derrick Henry? Not really.
Cincinnati
they just took him out of the game because they were scoring so much and they got a lead.
They knew what they were in that game. They knew their defense had no chance to hold up, and they knew that running the ball was pointless.
And I don't think Mike's that with Russ.
I don't think Mike's going to look at it that way.
He's a defensive guy.
He's proud. He isn't going to think his defense is going to get lit up like Cincinnati knew theirs would. Why would he feel any differently? He would just say, wait a minute.
Because he's trusted Russell Wilson to this point. Why not put the game on his shoulders?
Who does he trust more, Russ or himself, his own defense? He would say, hey, my defense gets this guy, Lamar Jackson. I call him Mr. Jackson, but my defense handles him pretty much every time they see him. I'll run the ball. I'll defend him like I always do until I'm forced to change.
I think you're selling Tomlin short with how he's done this year.
Clip that, Seth. You'll never hear that again.
I give credit where credit is due. I call it down the line. I'm a straight shooter on the guy. He's having a tremendous year. You argued the other day on his behalf to be the NFL coach of the year. Now you're saying the NFL coach of the year is going to be a big reason why they lose the game.
Once again, you took something from Judge Donnie and have brought it out of Judge's chambers and used it in
the
public
record.
No, this
is the first time I've done that.
Okay, but
Joe did it to me, and now...
Two wrongs don't make a right here, Pony. What happens on Judge Donnie stays on Judge Donnie. It's like the Las Vegas of radio segments.
All right, I'm picking the Steelers. Chris is picking against them because he thinks Tomlin is going to have a bad game, and he thinks Lamar Jackson is going to have his first big game against the Steelers. Let's see where your head is at on a Friday before the biggest game of the year in Pittsburgh, Steelers and Ravens, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We'll come back with your calls next. First, a Seth headline.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.